Back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, chatting today with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade, and we've got Kurt Herman, Board President, joining us in studio. School board meets tonight, 6:30 p.m., and another topic that will be discussed tonight is Professional Development Annual Report, and Jeannie Disney, Lucas Shivers are going to be presenting that.
Yeah, I kind of enjoy getting this report every year, but what this is kind of a showing the professional development opportunities and what we have scheduled for the year and for the teachers. But this is a really critical part of our educational process. It's, you know, the kids are out for those days, and it's a really a great opportunity. It's when the teachers really get to collaborate. So, you know, we have all the second grade teachers together in one, you know, at one time, and they all sit and, you know, get in a room together, and they talk about challenges and things they're doing, and they share ideas on what they're doing to be successful. And I try to go to as many of those as I can too, just so I can kind of really see what they do. But those are really important days, and I'm really, you know, pleased that we can offer those for the teachers.
There's a lot of planning that goes into those days, that the calendar is set up way ahead of time, and they look at what are the district goals, the building goals, what kind of activities do the staff say they need in order to further their profession. And then sometimes we bring in some people from the Department of Education. Other times we'll bring in more national-type speakers. That's not as often. And we have a lot of opportunities for the staff to work together on grade-level meetings, meetings sometimes between upper elementary and the middle school staff, talking about the transitioning as we look at things now, like sixth graders moving up to the middle school, ninth grade moving up to the high school, what changes need to be made in terms of our curriculum instruction, other areas in order to accommodate those moves. For example, October 14th coming up is an all-day professional development day, and we've got a menu approach that day where we've got people from Pawnee Mental Health coming in and talking to our staff about things to look for with students, what we can do to help promote the mental health of students and staff, people coming in about just a lot of different topics of interest to our staff. And then we'll have, I believe it's 6 different sessions during the day where staff pick which sessions they go to based on their needs. So a lot of work goes into it from a lot of people on our staff, and we're really fortunate to have so many really in-house experts that do some of that training for their peers.
Yeah, that, you know, that's so important. And you said the next one's October 14th?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah. Make note of that. There's also a lot of stuff going on this week here, I know you're up for re-election, Mr. Herman, but that's not why we're talking about
that's
this.
Not, yeah.
But there's a lot of forums coming up here for candidates.
Yes, this is kind of the week of the forum, I guess, that we have. I'd like to mention those. There's one tonight. It's in a kind of an informal meet and greet at the Blue Moose between 5 and 6. And that's with the young professionals with the chamber. And then we also have one tomorrow night that the school board candidates will be from 5 to 6, and that's at the public library. I think it's at an auditorium. I think it's where it's supposed to be, but I'm sure you can find it if you come in there. And then we also have one on Sunday, which is a League of Women Voters, and I think that would be broadcast on KMAN. And that's, I believe that starts at 3 o'clock or at 3:45 to 5. So if you're interested and want to hear from candidates, they also have city commission candidates right before school board candidates as well. So be sure to come out, and if you want to hear what we have to say and have some questions, and also be sure to register to vote. If you've moved recently to Manhattan, it's important. I think October 15th is the deadline to register to vote as well.
I think it's great they moved the Chiefs game specifically to Sunday night to accommodate you guys for, for the forums. So that's great. That's such an important thing, because the best thing, you know, that these local, I don't think people understand how much impact the local level elections have on our day-to-day lives.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, well, you know, I mean, I think the school board, at least in my eyes, you know, the For the community to be successful, I think the school district needs to be successful. We need to have good, strong schools and not crowded classrooms. We've got the best teachers in the world, and I'd argue that with anybody any day. But that's, you know, if we want to attract people to come to our community with, you know, 300 employees, and those 300 employees have children. So I think having strong and good schools is a critical piece of that.
We got to get to the Jones list next. I know Michelle Jones always prepares a list of items for you guys to talk about. Yeah.
I'll go for it.
Okay.
Okay. Parents of students in grades 4 to 8 are invited to a Tough Conversations About Vaping presentation on Tuesday, October 8th. At 6:30 p.m. at Anthony Middle School. There'll be information from the school, from legal health points of view about vaping. That's a big topic right now. Hear about it all over the place, but encourage parents of students in grades 4 to 8 to attend that Tuesday, October 8th at 6:30 p.m. at Anthony Middle School. We talked about this earlier, no school for students on Monday, October 14th. The part we talked about is the professional development, that's that day where we've got the training for staff, so no school that day. And also no school for students on Friday, October 18th. That's a work day for teachers. So those are some announcements. We've also got, well, President Herman wanted to mention today is a special event.
Well, today is, in fact, I got it from Dave, Mr. Dave Lewis, but today is National Custodial Workers Day. And you want to talk about a true silent hero in our school district is, you know, no one sees them. They work in the evenings and early in the morning, but, you know, they keep our facilities clean and help our kids stay healthy. So they're a very important cog in our educational machine.
And I want to add that today's also National Walk and Bike to School Day. It's cool out there, but it has been raining, but it is National Walk and Bike to School Day, promoting having safe, walkable neighborhoods, students, children having an opportunity, well, and adults, not just children, but having an opportunity to get some exercise. And it does help. There's been studies showing about strengthening self-confidence and quality of life by people walking, riding bikes, getting exercise. So again, National Walk and Bike to School Day today.
All right. And then donations.
I got that. We have, there's a $1,000 cash donation from Ogden Friendship House United Methodist Church to Ogden Elementary to provide scholarships to CLC after school program and families unable to pay. A $1,000 cash donation from Dillon's to Manhattan High School for band supplies. A $12,000 cash grant from Raising County. This is always a tongue twister for me. I don't know why. Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for reduced fees for families. A $1,557 cash donation from Theodore Roosevelt Elementary PTO to Theodore Roosevelt Elementary for iPads and cases. A $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for Behavioral and Mental Health Support Personnel, and a $500 cash donation from Walmart for USC 383 for district use, for a total of a little over $20,000.
That's good stuff.
So, yeah, every couple of weeks we get a significant amount of donations, and we really, there's a lot of things we could never do without that community support.
When we bring you guys on in December, it'd be kind of interesting if we could like combine all the donations to see how much you guys.
We actually have that. We just had that report recently. Oh. I'll send that to you.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Sounds good. Well, it's been a pleasure, guys. And 6:30 tonight is the meeting at the Robinson Education Center right by Manhattan High West Campus. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right. That is Marvin Wade and Kurt Herman joining us here from USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. More in Focus next on KMAN.